the Give Back Jamaica show, and you are listening to Sister Cecile, the Top Chef Diva. So on tonight's show, we are going to be talking about things that we've done so far for the Crescent Primary School. So many of you who have not been listening for a while would not understand. All right, let me tell you this. The Crescent Primary School, situated in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, has been our alma mater, and we are Give Back Jamaica, have aspired to donate back to the school that actually made us who we are. So tonight we're going to be talking about the Bellyful program, and I have my trusted co-host, Dr. Ev, and she's going to be talking to us about the Bellyful program, what the Bellyful program is about. So Dr. Ev, if you can hear me, go ahead and tell us about the Bellyful program.
Thank you so much again, my dear Top Chef, as usually enthusiastic to be here and spending my Sunday afternoon with you. No other place would be as exciting to me right now. The Bellyful program and Crescent, well, oh my Lord, I cannot begin to tell you. You have to be in the situation to understand what's going on in a lot of the Jamaican schools with the pandemic here creating the havoc that was on top of already bad situation. When we talk about hunger in Jamaica and across the world when it coming on to children, it's a really very serious thing. And children cannot learn from hungry belly seriously on a serious note. You cannot seek knowledge on a hungry belly. It don't work that way. It is painful for a young child to go to school, sit in a classroom, try to pay attention to what a teacher is trying to teach, and your belly is just making what I call is an orchestra of sound. And an orchestra of sound means pain, literal pain. And some of you who have been hungry, some people say they're hungry, they're hungry, but really, that's not really what hunger means. For the majority of people who really feel hunger. Some people say you're hungry until white squall come or your mouth can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is some serious hunger. Now, when you talk about a child, and hunger can make you so hungry and the pain can be so devastating. You're crippled by it. You're hunched over, you're holding your stomach, it pains so much. That is real hunger. Not when you have 10 can of soda or pizza and you just need a little strengthening because you have something in your house. I talk when you don't eat food for the whole day, maybe 2 days, and you're really feeling hunger pains. This is what we're talking about in a lot of the schools in Jamaica. Particularly, we're focusing on Crescent now, which we're trying to do quite a few programs with them. But I've spoken to the headmaster this week, and he is really trying to his darndest to really focus a little bit on hunger. They have a little farm that they're trying to help themselves, and this is always good. That folks are trying to do their best to also help themselves as well. Have a chicken, little chicken resources, so they get a little protein there. Planning to get some eggs, and that will add to their breakfast menu as well. We're very encouraged by that. They have greens and also in their garden. So that is really helpful. But that alone, although they're really trying to push forward, of course, you have to buy the chicken in order to raise them. You have to have the feed in order to get them to reaping stage, right? You have to have seeds in order to plant, etc. So everything comes with a cost, a financial cost, and is a burden to a lot of times. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to kind of offset some of those. And we are having a lot of success, some amount of success, but we need to kind of chump that up a little bit more. What we're trying to do is to expand our Bellyful program. And I kind of like that name a lot. the Bellyful program is what we started out here at Give Back Jamaica, to sponsor a child, for them to get some amount of food in their stomach. And maybe that's the only really belly full of food they would get for the day, or at least to enhance what they're getting. So for just $25 a month, your $25 can go to feed one child that is breakfast and lunch for the entire month. And we are putting a program together where you'll be able to see the child that you're sponsoring, to understand how the child is doing. Because if you don't have food, you cannot have any kind of progression in academics at all. And how it comes in to be a double, more than a double jeopardy, is that if the mamas, and I say mama, really focusing on mama, because that's what most of the household, the head of household is mamas. If she has three children or thereabout, and you had to find lunch money, bus fare. Yes, bus fare. We don't have the yellow bus system in Jamaica at all. So you have to pay a bus fare or a cab fare, or you have to walk to school. So if you have three children and you're hardly making enough financially, to send three children to school and find the lunch money and the cab fare for three children, that is a rough task there. So if mama don't have the money to send for the lunch money, the child will not go to school, because the child cannot sit down in the classroom watching everybody eat and they don't have something to eat. It wouldn't make a lot of sense, because they weren't able to focus on anything. So this is what we're trying to really step up a campaign right now as we speak. And I'm reaching out to all my wonderful friends who have only helped us in the Kickers Club campaign. And that is coming up in August as well. So we're kind of reaching, have to stick in the fire, so to speak. But we're really focusing on the Bellyful program now. And we're asking if you'll be so kind to really join with us, partner with us, and help us to really focus on getting some children fed, so we can have them be able to sit in a classroom and get some kind of education. The COVID-19 pandemic has not helped a lot. It just exacerbated the whole bad situation that was there. So if you'd like to join us, and I would say I know you'd like to join us, please go to our website, www.givebackjamaica.com. That's www.givebackjamaica.com. We also have our social media page of the same name. On Facebook is Give Back Jamaica. Give Back Jamaica. What a minute. That sounds so beautiful. Give Back Jamaica. And if you would like to use PayPal, you go Caribbean Radio Show at gmail.com. That is the PayPal address, Caribbean Radio Show at gmail.com. And also Give Back Jamaica at gmail.com. Give Back Jamaica at gmail.com. I really encourage you. I mean, if you're a Jamaican, if you love Jamaica, and I don't know who doesn't, you think about all of those wonderful little kids who would someday kind of outshine Usain Bolt. someday, well, one guy would outshine Bob Marley. We thought Bob Marley was the legend, but we'll have somebody who is definitely going to maybe unseat him or, you know, get up there aside of him. Of course, the beautiful island and the wonderful people, for the most part, we are, you know, a struggling nation in a lot of ways, but we have to look at what the generation that is coming up. And for the last 2 years, it has been devastated in the communities that were already struggling financially. So please, once again, reach out to us on our Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica. That's the Facebook page there. Tell a friend, share. And sometimes folks may not have a few dollars, you know, to spare, but you can share the page, and that is as powerful, because you may just share it to some wealthy persons who say, hey, you know, I'm going to take care of your program for a year. And that would be, wow. Yes.
That would be nice.
That would be totally delicious. Not only nice, but totally delicious. So we want you to join us and feel the joy when a child really says thank you for giving them something that fills their stomach. And they'll do their best. They will eventually do their best of making sure that it counts. And that's what we're looking for. Hunger in any state, any part of the country, any part of the world, is one of these things that for some reason we can't get our hands on it. We have too many, especially children, really suffering the pains of hunger. And if you can help a hungry child today, this is a superb opportunity, the most opportunistic time that you can think about for 2020. We make little kind of pledges and stuff like that. How about pledging $25 for a child in Jamaica to have two meals for the entire month. You know, two meals. So www.givebackjamaica.com. And we have some little boxes and all of those things that you can do a secure PayPal or debit card or credit card, whatever means electronically that you can transfer some funds. There's a thing. Or just give us a call. Some of you really don't like the electronic media. Just give us a call and we can tell you where to send a check to. And if you're in Jamaica, they'll be delighted to welcome you in the school. Just ask, go to the school on Brunswick Avenue, Crescent All Age. No, it's not All Age anymore. It's Crescent Primary. And we have a fantastic headmaster, Mr. Francis, that is really doing some great work there. You know, just go up to the office and, you know, he would be delighted to tell you what the school is doing, the progress it's making, and how you can if you know someone who is an alumna, you can invite them to the show. And this is what I'm saying: you can extend a lot of ways that you can help the Bellyful program. You can give, just share the page, tell people about the show. We're here every night, www.kbjamaica.com. CaribbeanRadioShow.com. Every Sunday night, we're here at 8 o'clock, giving you an update, what's going on, you know, the kind of progress that we're making with this program. So we love to partner with you. We'd love to partner. And as I say, it's $25 a month. But if you don't have $25 a month, anything, absolutely, anything will do. Mm-hmm. Anything will do. And because your donation in Jamaica goes a long way.
Definitely so. So people, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And to add to what my trusted co-host and friend and sister has just highlighted with the Bellyful program, $25. $25, it may seem like a lot, but to a hungry child, feeding a child, we say for a month, that's a big deal. So, if you do not have $25, trust me, you can give anything. We will take anything because we are on a roll to feed these hungry children at the Crescent Primary School. And we were expecting the principal, Mr. Francis, to be here tonight, but I don't know if he's going to be here. But a programming note. For those of you who enjoyed our show last week, the horrible predictions, we are going to be back tonight. As soon as we we end the show in about the next 5 minutes, we are going to come back on swiftly, and we're going to talk the things in. So, for those who are listening, those on the dashboard, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back, and it's going to be nicer, sweeter, and all the words to compare niceness. So don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't change your dial because the Arbor predictions are coming up with the witch doctor herself. So stay tuned. So people, remember, go to the website givebackjamaica.com. givebackjamaica.com and you make a donation. I think there's a spot that says other. So if you don't have the 25, 75, 70, 100, go to other. And if it's even $5, make your contribution. Your contribution goes a long way. It's a wonderful thing to give, you know, especially to somebody in need. So
ever, always.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think? Go ahead, Dr. Eva.
No, I said ever always is an absolute wonderful thing to give back, especially to the children, you know, in particular those children who are just so vulnerable, but yet still are our future. So no matter if you are the biological parents or not, we're a world. When one is down, all of us really are down. So some people say, well, I take care of my children. Yeah, that is wonderful. But if you have a little bit to spare for somebody else, that would be so beautiful because you are making sure that the community in which you live on, you don't have some who have and some who don't. Because we know that when you have some who have and some who don't have, the power of wanting to live means that somebody is going to be not happy because somebody is going to come and take some of what you have. In order for us to really coexist together, we have to try and help our community. And this is really what we are doing. We are way over on this other side, but we don't forget home. We don't forget the great institution where we're
from,
and we don't forget those who are in need.
And not only that, Dr. Ev, there's a saying that goes, he who feels it knows. And a lot of us at those times, you know, going to Crescent, all age then, we know what hunger is because we have felt hunger. We know it. We feel it, and as a result of that, we are trying to help these kids not to go through what, you know, people of our time has gone through. We don't want to be them to be hungry, because as you rightly say, a child cannot be hungry for knowledge when they're hungry for food. So
yes,
people,
ma'am.
I mean, go to the site, please. We're begging. Go to the site, givebackjamaica.com, and make a small donation. We welcome your donation. Come aboard with us. I mean, you may not, you know, come on the air every night and implore and beg on people. You can do your own thing. As Dr. Ev said, you can also share the page, share the information, tell somebody, word of mouth. Word of mouth is better and faster sometimes than other methods of communication. Word of mouth. Tell somebody about this program. Tell somebody the good things that we're doing for the Crescent Primary School. And we're seeing successes after successes. So,
absolutely. I was speaking to the principal. For those of you who are just joining us, those of you who are on the line who would like to chat with us a little bit, we have come on. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to join us and make a pledge. We have a hell of a lot of you hanging on. So if you want to get in a quick little note, just give us a call. I spoke with the principal this week, and he said there are some new people that he had coming into the school. And he said it was such a blessing because for those of you who are just listening in, we just gave over 300 pairs of shoes to that same institution, and they had a few shoes that was left over. He said it was just such a blessing. There were a few students who came in who did not have any shoes, and he was just, boom, be able to go into the shoe closet and pinch the shoe. I mean, my head just kind of, just tears just fill up in my heart with joy, though, with joy, that they were able to do that. And we want to have a shoe closet there on a 365 days when you have emergency like this. A child do not have to go without shoes. So in the same breath, we don't want a child to go hunger. So please help us.
Okay, so all of you are on the dashboard right now. You can call him back in a matter of minutes, and we're going to run the things them. Yes. So join us again in a few seconds, or a few minutes, I should say, and we're going to be talking about horrible predictions. So thank you all for listening to the show, and welcome back to the other show.